Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. The time is 12:07. It is a Wednesday. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. And we've got some news to talk about, folks. Big things going on with the election results this morning, this afternoon. Just learning that Jacob Fry will become the mayor of Minneapolis for his third term, which I do not find that surprising. I think the most surprising story, and I think the thing that not very many people saw coming, is what happened across the river and Kalee Herr beating Melvin Carter. When you talk about, and maybe as the media, we didn't do a good job. Maybe at Channel 5 we didn't do a good job. Maybe at some of the other stations we didn't do a job. I didn't see this coming at all. Herr was third in the fundraising. See, Mayor Carter had $1.1 million. The second candidate, Yan Chen, $156,000. Kalee Herr, $78,000. So in the big grand scheme of things, Melvin Carter blew her out of the water. So how did he lose? Is it this ranked choice voting thing that I refuse to wrap my head around?
You refuse or simply cannot? There's a difference.
I can wrap my head around it. I feel like it's all minutia at this point. We now know who won the big races. I think we could spend 3 hours really dissecting ranked choice voting, but mm-hmm. I think that would be terrible at radio.
Would not be a lot of fun.
I don't. I mean, I think we get, you know, Stephen Scheer on here from just really like dig into, but I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that.
It's a good plan.
I don't want to do that today. But I want to be really focused on this St. Paul race because, again, I think this was just, to me, came out of nowhere. Specifically want to talk about how when the smoke had cleared, and last night, after everyone pretty much gone to bed, they both made their concession speeches. And I want to talk about the tone of their speeches and dig into that a little bit more. Can we listen to what Herr had to say, Dick?
We sure can. Yeah, we got a little clip here.
All right.
I also need to acknowledge the folks who aren't with us here tonight. Those who I miss deeply, Mark and Melissa Horman. I got into this race because after their assassination over the summer, it was Melissa's words that echoed in my head and continued to just wrap itself around my heart that these seats do not belong to us and that we need to go out and earn the right to represent people. Tonight, we proved her words to be true.
She clearly was feeling so much emotion in that moment. And I had a chance to go through and watch a little beyond some of the sound bites this morning. Mm-hmm. And I have never, and maybe I wasn't paying attention well enough, but I've been in the news biz for a long time, kid, like 30 years or something. I've never seen somebody so gracious walking through a room of supporters. Like, she was stopping and giving these big, warm, long embraces with the people who were in the room, her supporters. And that even jumped out to me as just being someone who was just feeling extremely grateful to be there. Maybe that's because she didn't think she was going to win. Maybe that was what some of the emotion was.
It's probably got to be at least a little bit of a measure of surprise, right? I mean, you have all the confidence in the world. That's why you enter these races, because you believe you can win. You believe you are going to win.
Right.
But she was very aware of the numbers you put out there as far as the
fundraising.
Massive fundraising gap. And I'm sure she was very aware of what polling numbers looked like, and it certainly seemed like Mayor Carter was going to win another term, and lo and behold,
yeah,
there she is.
I just have not seen that kind of reaction. And then what to me is maybe even more remarkable than that was how Melvin Carter reacted. And we have
the progress we've made in this city. In truth, has never been because of me. It's always been because of you. It's always been because of us. And it's always been because of just the incredible spirit, the strength, the innovation, the creativity that this city possesses in droves in every single corner. None of that changes tonight. And so I am going to ask all of you, in just the same way that you've held me up, in just the way that you've supported me, in just the way that you stepped in to be a part of this journey that we've taken over the past 8 years, to do that exact same thing for Representative Herr as she takes this baton and charges forward with it on behalf of us.
I mean, what? Who's this guy? When's the last time you heard a politician give that kind of a speech in a loss? Again, I think that is remarkable. Gracious, smiling, always upbeat. And I'm sure he's not always upbeat, but he certainly portrays himself as that. Had raised $1.1 million. I don't think they could have seen this coming. I don't know how they would have. And for him to act that way, wow.
Does it make a difference that it's coming from two people on the same side of the ideological aisle?
I think that has something to do with it, sure. And I think that, you know, they're united in probably what core beliefs are. But still, just to be so gracious and kind and, wow, wouldn't it be crazy? What a wacky world it would be if... If all politicians were just that way.
Yeah. Boring.
Right.
Nobody, where's the fireworks? Come on.
Nobody wants that.
Light each other up. Let's go.
Right. Come on.
That's what we want here is America.
Give me a good soundbite. Come on, Melvin. What are you doing? Like
being cordial.
Say something controversial. Put something on Twitter. He was putting some like really sweet things on Twitter today too. Like people were responding to him or tweeting to him, and somebody referred to him as Mayor Carter, and he goes, you know what? I'll never get sick of hearing that, or I sure like the sounds of that, or something like just sweet and nice. This guy was too sweet and nice.
It's not what we're used to at this point.
I mean, clearly. I mean, she was sweet and nice, though, too, so I can't.
Oh, she would have lost. She was coming out flamethrowing, from what I'm told.
And listen, you know, we want to get into the issues, and I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who you know, are living on the St. Paul side. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-651-461-9226.
Nailed
That's it. The number, right? If you guys over there in St. Paul, tell us, did Mayor Carter drop the ball? Were there things? Yes, he had the name recognition, but were there cases where he just clearly was inept at his job? I mean, is it obvious to those of you who live there why her was able to come in like this and again, make to me what just seemed like a remarkable upset. I mean, let us know, because I want to hear it. 651-461-9226. I think maybe he was just too boring of a guy. You've talked to him on occasions.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it on Minnesota Live before. He just shows up, doesn't have an entourage, sits down, has a great conversation. Nothing, wasn't worried about him saying anything wacky. I wasn't worried. He just seemed like a pretty happy, decent guy.
Yeah, there wasn't, like you said, the entourage wasn't there. There wasn't a ton of flash. There wasn't.
No.
You never really thought he was going to, you know, spout off, start flame throwing everybody, throwing people under the bus.
The more
did that hurt him?
The more I talk about this, I just feel like he was just too regular.
People got two terms of regular and said,
no,
I'm looking for something else.
Regular doesn't do it. This is, you know, it's 2025. A regular politician who just kind of like does his job and doesn't make a lot of waves and doesn't spout off and doesn't. I mean, here's a comment that just came in. Melvin Carter was a no-show, bidding his time as a mayor. He's waiting for a Democratic presidency to pull him in nationally. Melvin Carter is another one. Melvin Carter was pricing people out of St. Paul with his taxes policies. The idea of him waiting for a Democratic presidency, he definitely has that kind of a vibe to me. He's got nothing scandalous. Because of all this has turned into the let's heap praise on Melvin Carter hour here, the Chad Hartman show, but feels like a guy could leave when he's done with his time at mayor, he could roll right into XYZ and very easily just do it and be good and be charismatic and be nice and, you know, be that kind of a guy. Now your comments are coming in, and I knew this would happen. Like, I'm giving surface level stuff right now. You guys are living in St. Paul. Here you go. Here's where you're coming in on this. These are the issues that clearly he got beat on. Carter underestimated the people of West 7th Street in St. Paul. He stuck our neighborhood on Randolph and West 7th Street with stinking garbage trucks. Boy, that garbage thing was a huge thing.
It's true.
And people still. St. Paul property tax rates are a huge issue for low and middle income households. Downtown St. Paul is a dust bowl. Good riddance, Melvin. That's also true. Is that on the mayor to be able to re-energize a downtown? I mean, if that was the case, Jacob Fry wouldn't have been reelected. Because, as hard as they're trying with Winterapolis. I kind of went off on that the other day. But whatever that is, like they're both in a world of hurt with that.
Yeah, obviously downtown Minneapolis a little bit more hopping than downtown St. Paul has been the last couple of years.
Right.
You can blame pandemic for obviously a great majority of it, but there's been at least some bit of a rebound here, and St. Paul hasn't seen it.
Yeah, no, it's very true. They definitely haven't. Good riddance, Melvin. WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Mayor Carter's demeanor is the opposite of the Minneapolis flamethrowers. That's why after 40 years, I left Minneapolis and moved to Small Paul. I never heard it referred to that before, Small Paul.
All right, I guess it is.
I like that. A good friend in St. Paul ready to move away because of property taxes. Well, I don't know where, good luck finding a place in the state of Minnesota or anywhere where your property taxes aren't going up.
They'll be nice and low. Insurance rates will be low. You'll get a house for half the market value. They're around. They're out there.
You know where they are? South Dakota or North Dakota.
Yeah, right.
Or Iowa. No one wants to go there. Not here. He lost my vote when he decided to destroy Summit Avenue and the trees for a ridiculous bike path. That was another controversial thing.
It's true.
I don't know how, I can't say I don't know how much he was driving that. We feel like we had that story in the news about every single other day when
different people were coming out and raising issues with it.
At some point, it doesn't matter who's driving.
No, it doesn't.
Buck stops somewhere, and it stops at the mayor's desk, right?
No, that's very true. Interesting comments that are coming in here, you guys. Loving them. WCCO talking text line. I would take a call. Somebody over there living in Small Paul, as the texter just referred to it as. That's not a knock either. I think that's a compliment there. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Anybody has anything to say about the Mayor Fry and Omar Fateh race coming down the way it did? I'd love to hear from you there, too. I know Adam and Jordana got into that quite a bit as we were going up to the top of the hour, and lots of you had feedback there. That one, again, doesn't surprise me. But Jacob Fry is not near as – I mean, he has been a bit of a controversial candidate at times. Not right now, not in this particular environment. I think he's kind of the mainstream guy now. We'd be having a whole different conversation if this was during George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot more going on there. So, all right, love what you guys have to say. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
1226 News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off today. Chris Aggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Much to talk about today with the local elections. Just learning at the top of the hour, Jacob Fry has been reelected for his third term. And we learned overnight that Melvin Carter did not win his third term. He was defeated by Kalee Herr. Learn that name. Remember it, Kalee Herr, because she pulled off a real big upset. And now it's the city of St. Paul, the saintly city, run by women. Oh, I bet some of that. I bet that drives some of you crazy out there.
The fellers.
I bet that really gets in your craw, doesn't it? Why not have a civilization run by women? Men don't seem to be doing a real great job with it for the most part. I mean, from where I sit. Getting some great comments here. Talking text line, 651-461-9226. We mentioned property taxes and property taxes being one of the reasons why Melvin Carter may have been voted out of office. But Dave and I were saying, well, tell me a place where you can go where your property taxes aren't going up. I think on Channel 5 for every day for about 4 months straight, we've done some kind of a story about property taxes going up or levies because of the school districts needing more money. And so I said flippantly, move to South Dakota or Iowa or North Dakota. There you may not see.
Why do you hate the Dakotas?
Well, I don't. It's actually a lovely place, South Dakota.
Not North specifically?
Nah, North is fine. I got no beef with North. There's no animosity there. This upset one of you. Your comments about South Dakota are very unwarranted and unfactual.
Yeah, Chris.
Sioux Falls properties are on the increase in price. Several other communities across South Dakota are holding their values are increasing. So that was not a very true statement on your behalf, FYI. Okay. Sioux Falls is a big booming city. I mean, big, relatively speaking, is a booming city. And I'm sure their property taxes are going up. But there's a lot of other South. There's a lot of South Dakota right now that's not the way Sioux Falls is. I used to live there. I know this. You can buy a house there and your property taxes aren't going to cost what they do in St. Paul or Minneapolis.
I agree to disagree. I'm on the side of the texter. Sioux Falls.
I have a place in Northwest Wisconsin, not far from Hayward. The taxes on my place are $875 a year. $875 a year. Yeah, right. No, of course. Of course. It's going to be cheaper outside of the city. Gotcha.
Is that good?
What's that?
Is that good? Yeah,
right. And Dave and I were talking during the commercial break that because I'll never pay off my house and I'll just be paying off the mortgage and the interest and the taxes all in one convenient. I'll never have to write a check for property taxes. And probably many of you out there won't either, if the way the housing market is headed. But that's a depressing conversation.
Escrow is going to take care of it for
you. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Don't have to pay attention.
Don't forget about the sinkhole on West 7th. Where was the mayor to get it fixed? You know, the streets, potholes, West 7th, the sinkhole, that stuff, the garbage, that stuff does add up with people, and it does make them angry, and these are the kinds of things there at street level that, and I appreciate you guys explaining that to me. I'm just stuck in the charisma of Melvin Carter, not in the weeds on it. So, never pay off your house. Sounds like you don't do very well financially, not financially smart.
Wow.
Okay.
Where's your money?
I'd like to pay off my house.
Can we talk about the Eggert budget a little bit?
I've lived in my house for 5 years. I'm 52 years old. There's no way in God's green earth I'm going to pay off my house.
How much are you spending on dining out? And
it's happy hour. It's where I'm spending all my money.
That's it. We cut back on just 4 happy hours a month. If we cut back on just one a week, Chris.
Not going to do
it. Think of how much money more could go to your principal.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News. We're going to connect with him next to break down these big election headlines. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 12:38. Chad Hartman's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News, talking lots of election stuff. We're trying to connect with 5 Eyewitness News reporter Tom Hauser, but Tom is very busy. It's a huge day today as with everything happening, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We've got mayors. We have city council races. We have all kinds of school districts, I think somewhere around 70 that were voting on levies. I did something I didn't think I'd ever do yesterday, and I don't know if I should admit this on the radio.
Voted in an off-year election?
I did do that.
I did too. I was kind of surprised when I found myself at the polls. I'm actually doing this.
I did it too. Again, don't ask me how that ranked choice thing works, but we had a one of those levies for the school districts.
Yep, as did we. Ours got crushed.
I don't have children in school anymore. And your viewpoints change when you're in the ballot box.
I bet they do.
And that was an interesting moment. I wasn't expecting it. And I was like,
to heck with the kids.
I got to be careful what I say here. I'm already getting ripped for saying I'm never going to pay off my house. By the way, I'm loving your guys' comments.
My parents live in the same school district that we do.
Yeah.
And my mom texted me the night before the election on Monday night and said, hey, are you voting? What are you thinking? I said, well, you know, specific to that, I'll be honest. My kids are in school. I'm voting yes. When they leave,
right,
I'd probably vote no.
Right.
Well, we got a lot more no's than we had yeses yesterday.
Well, listen, I mean, people are getting hit everywhere. And if it's not the school district asking for more money, it's the city needing more money, or it's the county you live in asking for more money. And mm-hmm. I was at that moment where I looked at the levy question and I was like, eesh. I voted. It was a kind of a two-part thing. One part was more money for operational things, yes, I signed off on that. The other one, about infrastructure, I said no.
Who needs buildings?
And I feel like a jerk, but...
No, you are. You don't like the kids. That's fine.
I love the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But mine aren't there anymore. I mean, I'm sorry. That's how your perspectives change.
Well, I get that. You need those extra few bucks a month to pay off your mortgage.
Which I'm never going to do. And boy, that has generated all kinds of comments. I had all kinds of ideas about where this show might go today. You guys ripping me for not being able to pay off my house is not the direction that I thought things were going to go. But keep those texts coming. The WCCO Talkin' Text Line, 651-461-9226. Lots of you weighing in here on the levies and the referendums. And one of the comments says not everyone has skin in the game. People that won't have to pay property taxes shouldn't be able to vote on them. So lots of you with thoughts on those the levies and all the tax asks that we've been getting. Connecting now with 5 Eyewitness News Chief Political Reporter Tom Hauser. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How about you?
A tad busy, my friend?
Just a little.
Now, did you have a chance to talk to Kali Her yet?
No, okay. I believe Eric Chalou is talking to her.
Okay, I knew somebody at the station was going to be interviewing her today. Did that one come as a surprise to you, Tom?
You know, a little bit. Whenever an incumbent loses, especially after two terms, you're a little surprised, given the fact she only got into the race a couple months ago. So that was a bit of a surprise that she overtook Melvin Carter so quickly. But then when you look at the problems in St. Paul, and I'm not saying these are his fault, but people want something to be done about downtown St. Paul, many sections of which seem like a ghost town. The taxes, many people feel, are out of control. Property taxes, the pothole tax, various taxes. It's very expensive to live in the city of St. Paul. And I think that affordability, I think, was a big issue, not just in St. Paul, but across the country in the areas where there were elections.
And we're getting a lot of feedback too from people saying things like the garbage and West 7th and potholes. And I know, Tom, because you and I take the same way to work, there's always a series of potholes the second you pull off 280 into St. Paul that never seem to be fixed. Stuff like that does really kind of start to irritate people, and they look to the top for it to be fixed.
And that problem has gotten a little bit better because, again, they have a tax that essentially is dedicated just to roads and specifically potholes. That's why it was nicknamed the pothole tax. But you're right. It was this whole array of issues in St. Paul that, again, some of them not necessarily the mayor's fault. There's a city council involved and others and voters who approved some of these taxes. But, you know, somebody at some point has to pay the price. And in this case, it appears that was Melvin Carter.
Across the river, were you surprised at how the Frey-Fate race played out?
No. Again, a candidate running for a third term. And so that's always a difficult sell. You know, Governor Walz may find that out next November. Third terms are not handed out lightly by voters. And so, you know, in this case, on that first round of balloting, Mayor Frey had about a 10-point lead. And that's about where I expected that to be.
I'm taking a look here at the numbers. Dave and I were talking about a lot of the school funding measures that were on the ballots, and I'm looking at the numbers. So at least 43 of the 70 Minnesota school districts that had ballot questions for voters on Tuesday received approval of at least one of those measures. Does that number surprise you?
No, it doesn't. A lot of people in their local school districts see a need that is not being met by state funding. And I know where you and I both live in the Minnetonka School District, they just continued a levy. It wasn't a new levy. It was technically called a tax increase because if voters hadn't reapproved it, it would have gone away. But I think more in the core metro area, a lot of them passed. I did read that some of them, I think like in Hibbing and some other places, they did not pass. Greater Minnesota tends to be a little more fiscally conservative when it comes to some of these issues. But I'm not surprised that a majority of them passed.
What about the balance of power at the legislature? Where do things stand now with that after last night?
Nothing has changed, and we didn't anticipate anything changes. The Republican won big in the Woodbury district where Nicole Mitchell had to resign due to her legal issues, and the Republican won in the Buffalo area where Bruce Anderson had passed away. That was a very red district. Both of those big double-digit victories for the Republican and the Democrat. So the Senate stays in Democratic hands by a one-vote margin, 34 to 33. And in the House, there were no special elections yesterday, so that remains tied.
But there will be, there'll have to be a special election for Kalee Hurst's seat at some point here.
Yes, and there is no question that that will be won by a Democrat. So we can assume that is going. There are just certain districts you know are not going to flip now and maybe not ever.
The math doesn't change. Hey, talk about a big picture nationally. I think a lot of people were definitely watching the New York City race. And to me, it went the way the numbers were kind of pointing it. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Mamdani was the favorite going in, and he won pretty handily. I mean, Mario Cuomo was a horribly flawed candidate, obviously, after what he went through or he put himself through as governor and, you know, his personal issues and everything else. He was just a flawed candidate. And, of course, Eric Adams had to withdraw from the race, and Curtis Sliwa, not really a real strong candidate. So it was essentially Mamdani by default. Now he's got to prove that he can do what he said he would do. He's offering a lot of free stuff to a lot of people. And there's a lot of questions about how does he do it and what does he do now? But bigger picture, if you look at New Jersey and Virginia, you know, those were both, you know, expected to go to Democrats, but maybe not by as wide a margins as they did. And clearly it was a good night for Democrats with a small sample size and a bad night for Republicans.
Do you feel like that gets overblown on the big picture sort of nationally as a night like last night becoming some sort of bellwether to how, you know, the midterm elections are going to go?
Yeah, it can. You know, the Democrats will hype it up. I heard Ken Martin, our former DFL state party chair, now the DNC chair. I heard him on CNN, I think it was late last night when I was driving home. And, you know, he made it sound like, well, we're a lock, we're a shoe-in for, you know, big victories in 2026. And maybe they are, because the midterm election for the party in power is historically almost never good. And President Trump, with depending upon how the economy goes, that's how the 2026 elections are going to go. And right now there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy. I think too many people only look at the stock market and go, oh, the economy is fine. Well, the stock market is made up of people who have enough money to invest in the stock market. There's a lot of people who don't. And those people are suffering. And right now, during the government shutdown, many of them missing out on SNAP benefits until that gets figured out, there could be a big underlying current that could be very difficult for Republicans in 26. But that's nearly a whole year from now, so a lot could still happen.
What are you working on for tonight's news, Tom?
I'm going to be talking about that very thing, the impact of last night's elections on the shutdown. It reached a record 36th day today. So we're going to be talking to Senator Tina Smith here in about an hour. We've been trying to get a hold of Senator Klobuchar. We do have a statement from her, but we're hoping to talk to her about whether their resolve continues and they're going to continue voting against the continuing resolution and keep the government shut down, or are they going to get to a negotiating table with President Trump? Of course, a lot of that has to do with President Trump. So far, he shows no signs of budging on that issue.
Is it too soon to start talking about the gubernatorial election for Minnesota?
Oh, it's never too soon to start talking about that, especially now that it is less than a year away. This past Monday was 1 year from Election Day, November 3rd next year. And it's going to be, there's a lot of candidates on the Republican side. I think it's up to like six or seven now. There may be others who still get in. I think it's almost certain there will be a pretty vigorous primary in August. And so a lot of the Walls versus the Republicans talk might not ensue until that primary happens. But, of course, there's more fraud yet to be uncovered, we believe, not just us, but the legislative auditor, the U.S. Attorney's Office. If those shoes continue to drop, that will all be a big part of the governor's race.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to come back to people, just like we talked about with Melvin Carter. Well, this happened on your watch. Like, you may have not been personally responsible for this pothole that's been in front of my house for the last year, but at some point, it's got to end with somebody. And I think that's exactly what Tim Walz kind of faces with this continuing uncovering of all these different fraud stories, Tom.
Well, what's really going to be interesting in the governor's race is, if it is a good Democratic year next year, again, which it usually is when their party is not in power in the midterms, whether that momentum for Democrats in the case of Governor Walz will be negated by this massive fraud issue. Every now and then you will have an issue like that circumvents the advantages you might have of the broader national Democratic momentum. And this might be one of those issues that makes it difficult for Governor Walz. You know, as they often say, all politics is local. So even if there's a big wave, we still might see some difficulty for Governor Walz, depending upon how the fraud plays out here over the next year.
Tom Hauser with 5A Witness News. Tom, thanks for your time today. I know you got a busy day ahead.
All right, and sorry I was so elusive. I was getting off another Zoom call, but I'm glad we connected.
All good, my friend. All right, thank you. Folks, what do you think? WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. You want to talk more about politics, or should we be done with that and talk about what to me is undoubtedly the weirdest story of the day today about Tom Brady? We'll have that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 12:56. It is time for the Lindus Construction Time Check to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Installation labor 50% off through November 30th. Oh, it's that time of year where the leaves are clogging up the old eaves. And I invented a thing to take care of that. I would say we're nowhere near as good as a LeafGuard. But, I'll digress. I got to tell you guys about Tom Brady. Sorry. So did you hear this? Tom Brady cloned his dog. He owns some part of an ownership of this cloning company, and he cloned his dog. And the news just came out, and people apparently have all kinds of things to say about it.
Loved Rover so much, he wanted another one.
What is remarkable to me about this, listen, Tom Brady's rich. If he wants to spend his money on that, that's him. Moral issues, we could talk about that all day. The dog he cloned is like a pit bull mix. And as the owner of a couple of pit bull mix dogs, these are the kind of dogs that need to be adopted, not cloned. Come on, Tom. Could have walked down to the Humane Society and picked up a dog.
You could also pay for cloning.
Facts. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.